Gary Lawless is a Vegas Golden Knights insider. You can follow him on Twitter at Gary Lawless. He is your go-to guy for all information on the Vegas Golden Knights and is going to be a busy man on Wednesday night. And we appreciate him joining us on the Jeff Blair Show. Good morning, Mr. Lawless.
Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing well. I like some of these names.
I really do.
There's some names I'd take in the Maple Leafs, to be honest, right now.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. McPhee said, he hammered this point home yesterday. He said, we won't make claim on a player before talking to his team first. Mm-hmm. And then he said, a GM can negotiate his way out of this. This is really, the fact of the matter is that you look at George McPhee did in Washington, he built that team to the draft.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's going to do in Vegas. The expansion draft is, gives the team life,
mm-hmm.
but that blood that's going to keep it pumping in the future is going to come from the draft. And so I think he's really trying to accomplish two things here. He's wants to ice a competitive team to sell the game in Vegas, but he wants to win, and he's going to try. He has 30 picks. Well, you can only have 23 contracts come the start of the season at the NHL level, and the level of guy that he's going to get in this expansion draft, if he had to put them on waivers, they wouldn't clear.
Mm-hmm.
So those extra seven guys, those are surplus players that he's going to try and turn into draft picks. So that becomes, like Brock Nelson, like, really? He's available? Mm-hmm. I find that hard to believe.
Even does Matt Dumba kind of surprise you?
Yeah, well, absolutely. So you have to believe. And McPhee said yesterday that, he wasn't going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a show on Wednesday, and they want it to be a good show. And the fact of the matter is until a player is ours, is Vegas's, he's not McPhee's property. He can't talk about it. So there have to be deals in place. When you just look at what some teams exposed, Anaheim is not letting Josh Manson or Sammy Vaughn walk out the door.
Right.
You have to think that Bob Murray and George McPhee have an arrangement in place, that McPhee will go in a different direction and he'll get something in return for
mm-hmm.
that. So that's the real drama here leading up until Wednesday morning at 7 o'clock when McPhee has to submit his list.
Gary, you've gotten to know George McPhee a little bit. How do you think? Look at his heart, and you mentioned he built the Capitals through the draft, but he's also a GM. He's a competitor. He's lost his job. He's a guy who's lost his job at one point.
Yep.
How hard is it going to be for him to hold to a plan? In other words, it sounds good. Yeah, we're going to do this. But how hard is it really going to be to hold to a plan?
So people in Toronto know this better than anything else. A GM can have the best of intentions, but when the guy that signs the checks or the board that signs the checks in Toronto's place says, no, you can't trade that guy for a draft pick. We could make the playoffs if we keep that guy.
Mm-hmm.
The GM's like, but we're going to lose in the first round anyways. Doesn't matter. We could get in.
Right.
So it's going to be about Bill Foley. Will Bill Foley be able to understand, that this isn't another business where you can, you can have rapid success if you have the right financing and resources. There's a cap in place. There is a structure in place. There is a limited number of elite players that you can get, and the only way to get those players in today's NHL is the draft. Austin Matthews isn't ending up anywhere but with the team that selected him. Same with Connor McDavid. Those players get locked up and they stay in their franchises for a long, long, long time. That's what has happened in today's NHL. The days of July 1, you being able to score big, they're over. So that sticking to that plan, I think if he gets it, and we'll be able to do it. It'll be, do him and his owner
mm-hmm.
have that level of understanding.
As you look at this list, what part of the game do you think, or I should say, what part of the team composition can be best addressed during the draft? Goalie without question?
Yeah. Well, sure. Like, he could go. Marc-Andre Fleury was for half the Stanley Cup playoffs was the best goalie in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
He's still a guy that that can play and is competitive. But Peter Mrazek, I'm scratching my head on this one. When Peter Mrazek is at his best, he's as good as anybody else in the NHL, and he may be one of those guys that is just about to figure it out. Antti Raanta, another guy that, there's a whole bunch of guys that McPhee could go and get, and so that'll be interesting, mm-hmm. too, because I'm looking at Winnipeg, who does not have a goaltender that can win them enough games to match the talent they have
right
up front. I'm like, okay, let's get Antti Raanta. So let's phone George McPhee and say, what do you want? You draft Raanta for us and then trade him to us on Thursday. What do you want for it? And not just Winnipeg, other teams as well, right? There's an opportunity for a lot of that to go on, and not just in net. You know, it'll be interesting. There will be a team that, you know, thinks it needs depth at center, or James Neal is exposed.
Right.
So there may be a team that thinks it's that one guy away. And James Neal is a proven guy that can score and can score in the playoffs, and you know, can do really good things. I like him as a player. He's got that edge. You know, if I was trying to get over the top and he was available, he'd be an answer for me. I wonder about Dallas. You know, that you talk about goaltending.
Mm-hmm.
You know, will they ask McPhee to take on salary for them and get them a goalie? And, you know, they've exposed Tody Eakin, a very useful player, a guy that McPhee drafted back in the days with the Capitals. So there's McPhee's in the middle here, and this has been a masterclass, Jeff. I don't know how he managed to clog the market, but, like, that redistribution of talent that we expected to unfold, he got in the way of that. Him and Kelly McCrimmon were on the phone constantly here in Vegas. My office is right in the middle of it, and mm-hmm. I got to watch them. They would sit in the boardroom with their guys, with their pro scouts, and then whichever either Kelly or George, whichever guy had that team, they'd break a team down. They would walk out. They'd go and call that club. Nothing happened. Nobody moved.
Right.
They managed to convince everybody better to deal with us and lose one player than deal with somebody else and lose a player and then lose another player because we're still taking someone from your roster.
Well, this is, and to me, this is why this is going to be so intriguing. Oh, it's going to be great to see who, you know, the names and the jersey and all that, Gary, but sort of from a sports fan's point of view, an expansion team in a salary cap league, you know, and I think people need to kind of wrap their head around this. There's a lot that George McPhee can do to help out people that's going to pay off down the road. I mean, you mentioned about taking on some money, and I know people roll their eyes when they hear that. But you know what? There's going to be no eye rolling with Dallas if he helps them out there. Like, he's going to come out of this with a team, but he's also going to have a pocket full of IOUs, essentially, isn't he?
Well, I'm fascinated on how that gets announced. You know, but
that's true.
It looks like the deal is in place for Vegas to get Marcus Kruger and Trevor Van Riemsdyk from Chicago, because Stan Bowman has had, you know, he's over the cap already.
Right.
The cap just went up. He's still over it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got it, you know, and Dallas is a Stanley Cup team that doesn't have a goalie.
Yeah.
Like I talked about Winnipeg. Dallas is older. Their guys are ready. They can't, Ken Hitchcock isn't going to want to have those issues. So they've got to, you know, I know they got Bishop, but now they got to figure out what they're going to do with the money issue they have there, because that's a massive problem for them.
Well, as someone once pointed out to me, you know, having cap space when you're in a cap system, having cap space, it's in some cases, it's like having two or three players. And if you want to get down to it, George McPhee's essentially got all the cap space in the world right now.
Yeah, he
really does.
He's got to get to two-thirds of last year's cap.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's got to get to $45 million through the expansion draft. Well, and then he can take on, you know, and listen, he's not going to take on 5 or 6 year money issues,
right?
But 2 or 3 years for sure. Makes sense.
Gary, what's the mood like in Vegas now as we get close to the, you know, as I said, putting some names on the back of the jersey? Are people, obviously people are excited, but I mean, is there kind of the start of a hockey dialogue in that market? What's your sense of that?
Yeah, we had a media availability for McPhee yesterday, and none of the national guys had arrived. And so it was just Vegas media. Had our offices out in Summerlin, and there were, you know, five cameras were there. And there was, you know, the lobby was full. It was like 25 people. Scott Burnside arrived in town last night, texted me. He was at some dive bar off
the strip. Of course.
Yeah, you know, so I'll find him. The place was awesome, too. It's called Champagne's. Velvet wallpaper. It's incredible. I went and met up there. Bartender had a Golden Knights cap on. I've got a little pin that I wear on my suit, a Golden Knights pin. Kids are asking me for it all the time. There's so much to do in this city, and there's, you know, you drive down the strip right now and, you go by T-Mobile Arena and now it's all about the Golden Knights. It has a presence. If you get in a cab in Vegas today, you get serenaded by me. You know those little TVs in the back. We cut a little spot, and Nick Contanica just tweeted that he got into a cab and I scared him. So
yeah, that is Gary. That's a little scary. And I got to tell you, first thing in the morning, that early morning flight to the airport. I don't know, my friend. No disrespect, but when I'm getting in the cab. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you could Uber, I guess, if you really wanted to avoid. I'm pretty much screaming at you too. So,
it does sound though that in terms of marketing this team, Gary, that you get the sense that Bill Foley, and you get the sense the people around the Golden Knights kind of understand what they have to do to find their niche in that market. Because you talked about it's a huge entertainment community, obviously. But I'm one of these people. Like, I think it's going to be hugely successful just because everybody I know in Canada wants to go to Vegas in the winter at some point. I'll tell you what, man, I think it's going to kill. I really do.
Well, that is one aspect. But just like this bartender said to us last night, he goes, you know what? He's a guy's in his late 20s, early 30s. Said, I have never had a team to cheer for. Yeah, I cheered for the Steelers or I cheered for the Dodgers or whatever, but they weren't my team. He said everybody in this city wants to have somebody to cheer for. And now we have our team. And then he went even farther and he said, you know, the Raiders are going to play in Vegas, but they're the Oakland Raiders that are moving here. He goes, this hockey team, this is our team. Some dude, these are his words, some dude wrote a check for $500 million to put a hockey team in this city and to give me a team. They are my team. He goes, I don't know anything about hockey. As soon as it was announced, I went and bought a hat, and I can't wait to go to a game. And they sold, they've sold almost 14,000 season tickets. They stopped selling season tickets. So now you can just buy packages.
Right.
So, you know, and according to our marketing department, our ticket department, the tickets are all bought in blocks of between 2 and 8. There aren't any 100-seat blocks, you know, sold to a casino. The majority of them are small packages, which point to individuals and families, small businesses.
You mentioned Kelly McCrimmon and George McPhee earlier. When they sit down, like when the final decision is made on, okay, we are going to take this guy, who are the people that make that decision, Gary? In other words, obviously those two are two at the top of the pyramid, But everybody's got a guy, right? Is Kelly McCrimmon George McPhee's guy, or is there another guy in that organization who you may find George relying on a great deal? Kind of I don't want to say the older, wiser guy, but you know what I mean. The guy that he would go to and go, look, give me your honest read in this.
Yeah, well, it's very clear that it's 1A, mm-hmm. right? That George McPhee is the general manager and that Kelly McCrimmon is his consigliere.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly has a big stick here, and for good reason. He's a very smart hockey man. There's a reason the Toronto Maple Leafs tried to hire him 2 summers in a row.
Yep.
And they hired David Conte, who is was Lou Lamoriello's, the whisperer for a long time. Mm-hmm. Lon Carpen is a very smart guy.
Former University of Manitoba Bison captain.
A guy from the PAW.
The
pro scouting department, like I'm in the office, these guys walk out, Mike Foligno, Jim McKenzie, Bobby Lowe's, Misha Donskoff, just, they hired an all-star team. They mm-hmm. hired really good people. And it is really inclusive. George wants to hear from everybody. He wants insight. He wants analysis from everyone in the room. And together, they have created their list and they did their mock drafts together. They were super prepared. They put together the strategy they put together to get ready for this was very sound. I think they talked to consultants from around hockey and from other sports to figure out best how to put together their plan. They had time and they used it, which is the greatest expression in hockey, mm-hmm. right? If you have time, you take advantage of it. They did that, and now they don't have time. Now they are on the clock, and they're in control, but they're on the clock. So it'll be fascinating to see what they come out with at the end. The word is they already have three picks in the first round.
Mm-hmm. Gary, what philosophically, and again, I know it's kind of silly to ask a guy this question when you don't have any players. But philosophically, what type of team are they going to be? And is this team going to have a significant European imprint, do you think?
Well, George McPhee, obviously is a guy that you look at what is left in Washington that he drafted.
Mm-hmm.
Ovechkin, Backstrom, Kuznetsov, he recognizes skill, and I don't think it matters where it comes from. He
right.
went and signed Vadim Shipachev already, who was one of the best players in the KHL for the last 3 years. Will they have a European influence? I think that early on, that will be a great way for them to get skill.
Right.
The free agent signings from Russia, from Europe, from the KHL that they otherwise, wouldn't be available to them. I think that's one way they'll go. But McPhee was pound for pound one of the toughest players of his era.
Mm-hmm.
Gerard Gallant scored 30 goals or more 4 seasons in a row and had 200 penalty minutes in each of those years. So Kelly McCrimmon is as hard as they come.
Yeah.
There's going to be some bite on this team, I would imagine, as well. I think they're going to try and get skill. I think they're going to try and have a little bit of edge. And then eventually, McPhee said it yesterday. He said, we want to be competitive now. We wanted that surplus of picks so we can do well in the draft to eventually
mm-hmm.
Contend for a Stanley Cup. So I think this year may be a bit of a mishmash, but you just look at Washington. He put together one of the most highly skilled teams we've ever seen there. So,
yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, Gary. And you're in a great spot, and you're a great guy to have chronicle it. Because as I said, I just think this is going to be a fascinating experiment, my friend. Salary cap era expansion team. We talked about how the talent level in the NHL may be better than it's ever been in terms of fourth line to fourth line. It's going to be a fun time, man. Appreciate you doing this.
Yeah, it's funny, Jeff. Being the sports columnist at the Free Press it leads to lots of interesting jobs.
Yeah,
there in Toronto on a fantastic radio program, and me out here in Las Vegas on a pretty crazy adventure. I've lived in a casino for 2 weeks. I haven't turned into Nicolas Cage quite yet. But,
Let me know if it happens.
My family's getting here next week. We got a house. I'm gonna be okay.
Okay, I was gonna say, please tell me you're not putting your family up at the casino.
No, we got a great house on a golf course, really. But first of all, I miss them terribly. But it's Las Vegas. Like, I have to walk through the casino floor to get to my room.
Must be hard.
And, well, I don't gamble, but there's a lot of lights. There's a lot of blinging. There's a lot of people with drinks. It's temptation.
You're still hananging on to the summer place in Manitoba, though, yeah?
Oh, absolutely.
Attaboy.
For sure. Yeah.
Good stuff. You be well.
Thanks, Jeff.
Take care.
Appreciate you having me on.